message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Welcome you to God's presence this morning. I want to appreciate God for your lives, for what God is doing in your life. How many of you were here on Friday night? Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. If you were not here on Friday night, you missed. And I warned you on Wednesday already. I told you that you are in for something. I warned you that you are in for something. And I tell you, the testimonies that will come from it, you will not recover from it. In the name of Jesus. To God alone be all the glory. Friends, I welcome you to the family intervention service for the month of January 2019. The first family intervention service for 2019. Now, I'll be speaking this morning. Today is our covenant day of family rescue. Covenant day of family rescue. So I'll be speaking briefly on the wonder of family rescue. Family rescue. God is the author and the originator of marriage and family. It is only what God does that abides, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 14. God is the one that originated marriage. God is the one that originated family. He started the concept of family and started the concept of marriage. I know that whatever God doeth, it shall be forever. So he was the one that brought about marriage. Family and marriage is the oldest institution in the world. Family or marriage is the oldest institution, according to Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. When God saw that it was not good for man to be alone, said, I will make him a helpmate. Genesis 2, verse 18. And then he was in Genesis chapter 2, verse 22. Genesis 2, verse 22. He made the man to sleep and brought out a rib and formed the woman and brought it to the man. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man made he a woman, and he brought her to the man. So marriage and family is the oldest institution. The oldest institution that you can ever think of. God's plan for marriage is good. According to Jeremiah 29 verse 11. For I know the thoughts I have towards you, the thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Now quickly this morning, what is marriage? In summary, marriage is the coming together of two people, man and woman, to build a God-centered home. Marriage, according to scripture, is the coming together of a man and a woman to build a God-centered home. Marriage is not man and man. Marriage is not woman and woman. Marriage is man and woman. That makes them to have a family. Somebody say family. And God is the master builder of family. In Hebrews chapter 3 verse 4. Hebrews 3 verse 4. The Bible says, for every house is built by some man, but he that builds all things is God. Every house is built by someone, but it is God that builds everything. And God will build your family for you in Jesus' name. I say, God will build your family for you in Jesus' name. Let me hear your louder amen. Let me hear a louder amen. Today we'll be looking at rescuing the family. What does it mean to rescue? To rescue means to save somebody from shame, from disgrace, from loss, or even from death. To rescue somebody means to save somebody from disgrace, from losses, from shame, or even from death. You will not die young. Say, you will not die young. I'll be very prophetic this morning. I would like to hear a good amen from an international one, not a local amen. Amen that is very born again and that has life in it. You will not die young. I say you will not die young. To set the ball rolling this morning, why does God want to rescue your family? Why is God interested in rescuing my family? Number one reason why God is interested in rescuing the family is that he loves your family. John 15 verse 13. Greater love had no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. He loves your family. He loves your family. 1 John chapter 4 verse 19. Also tells us that he loves us. Explains to us that God loves us. Say we love him because he first loved us. That song, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Oh, Lord, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Because you first love me. So God loves you. You might say, I love God too, but he first loved you. You might say, but I'm passionate about God. God is more passionate about you. Friends, I'm here as a servant of God to tell you that God loves your family with passion. He loves your family. And he will never leave you to be stranded. Number two reason why God wants to rescue your family is that there is a connection between the family and the church. The family and the church are inseparable. Healthy marriages birth healthy homes. Healthy homes birth healthy church. A healthy family will birth a healthy home. A healthy home will birth a healthy church. Hello. That's why God is interested. He knows that if he can bless your family will contribute to the advancement of his kingdom. Your family, people will be thanking God because of your family in this year 2019 in the name of Jesus. So, he loves your family because he knows that your family is a part of the church and your family will add value to the church. Now, three reasons why God wants to rescue your family is because the devil is after the family and the home. The devil destabilized the first home in Genesis chapter 3, verse 23. You know the story very well. How they deceived Eve to disobey God, and she also helped her husband to do the same. And they pushed the family out into suffering, into struggling. Yeah. Oh, they were destabilized and sent out simply because they did not do the right thing. The devil was after them. And I pray today, every devil after your home shall be destabilized in the name of Jesus. Every devil after your home shall be destabilized in the name of Jesus. Can I hear you say a big amen? Can I hear you say a big amen? Genesis 3 verse 23, the Bible says, therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. Man was not meant for struggling. But when devil deceived them, God pushed them out. And they started digging the ground and struggling. As from today, your days of struggling are over. I say the days of your family struggling are over. The devil is after families and he will not get your family in Jesus' name. God wants to deliver your family from evil. Deuteronomy 20 verse 4. God wants to deliver your family from evil. God wants to deliver your family from evil. God wants to deliver your family. Say, for the Lord God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies and to save you. He wants to go with you to save your enemies. He wants to go with you to save you and destroy your enemies. He wants to crush your enemies and preserve you. I pray for someone here today. God will deliver you from the hands of your enemies. The devil is always going to and fro. 1 Peter 5 verse 8. He says he's going to and fro. He's seeking whom to devour. But he will not be able to devour your family in Jesus' name. He will not be able to devour your family in Jesus' name. Number four reason why God wants to rescue your family is that it is one of the reasons why Jesus came. 1 John 3 verse 8b. 1 John 3 verse 8b. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. 1 John 3 verse 8b. For this purpose, the reason why Christ came is to deliver your family. Is to save your family from decadence. Someone say decadence. To save your family. To remove the hand of the devil from your home. Stop the devil from operating in your family. To stop his operation in the health of your children. To stop his operation on the business of your father. To stop his operation on the marital glory of your father, of your brother. To stop the wickedness of the wicked on the marital life of your sisters. Can they be so beautiful yet no man is asking for their hand in marriage? Oh, oh, that is not of God. That is not God's intention. They can't be collecting salary and be spending it in the hospital. They can't be collecting salary and then every year armed robber visit their house and cut away everything they have. They have to buy it again. Somebody say enough is enough. The reason why Jesus came is to rescue us. And today, God is going to rescue you supernaturally. Say, God will rescue your family supernaturally. Can your amen be louder? Friends, this morning I'll be showing you something that if you can get it, you are made. If you can get it, you will set your family on the pedestal of continuous progress. If you can get what I'm about to teach you this morning, the rescue of your family on a permanent basis is sure. Friends, we are not kidding here today. Today is serious business. Number one way to secure family rescue is the ensuring of unity and cooperation in the family. Ensure unity. Ensure cooperation in the family. One of the major tools of the enemy to enter families is quarreling, misunderstandings. Most of the time, they are unnecessary quarrelings. Unnecessary. In Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Amos 3, verse 3. Can two walk together except they be agreed? And a family progress without the father and the mother cooperating and the children cooperating? So once he can bring disunity between you and your husband, he has got you. Once he can allow you as a son to hate your father or to hate your mother with passion, he has been able to get you. That's why you must not allow disunity between you and your husband. All this one that your husband will say one and you will say ten. All this one that before you even say Jack, you have said Jack Robinson International. You know women talk a lot, but a glorious woman puts caution on her lips. She's cautious of what she says. He doesn't just talk like a Boko Haram person. Some women's word is just like Boko Haram shooting arrows to the environment where they are. If you want your family to be rescued, let peace reign. As a husband, you can't be practicing your military combat on your wife, whereby you broke her glasses in the process of trying to mishandle her. I mean, God forbid. You punch your wife's face, you give her a dirty slap. I will give you a dirty slap. Is there anything like a clean slap? So you don't need to put dirty there. I will slap you yourself. Dirty slap. Is there anything like a clean slap? It must not be done. It's a taboo. Someone say taboo. It's a taboo. You want your family to experience God and you want him to rescue you, let peace reign in the family. So everything your wife says that you also respond as a man. There are some men that their own is worse than women. Everything they want to respond. They want to have the last say, like they like to sing, who has the final say? Jehovah has the final. They want to have the last. Oh, yeah, say your own. I say my own. Like you are doing. How many of us know how to play table tennis? Play your own. I play my own. Play your own. I play my own. Oh, yeah. A man is a mature man. A man is a mature person. That's why it's not everybody that has chest that is tall and looks like the real man. There are some men, they are not men, they are rats. Because when you are a man is mature, sometimes you just say, you just take it in. It's a sign of maturity. It shows God that you need rescue. A prayer for someone here today. Your family will experience peace. You see, if you are wise, you will notice that most of the misunderstanding between husband and wife, it doesn't have head or tail. It doesn't have head or tail. Just small, small things. There's too much salt in my food. If there's too much salt in the food, give it back to her. She will put, maybe she, if it's the stew, she knows what to do. And not, you don't need to be shouting at the top of your bed, you, hey, what do you mean? You want to kill me? What? And if you are a woman, you want peace in your home, you want money. You don't need to shout on a man before he gets money. Do girlfriends shout on men outside before they give them money? And very soft. Baby. Oh, baby. Honestly speaking, my phones are bad. The two, Glo and MTN, the two are bad. I need a change. Baby, you don't think so? Then the guy will say, yes, yes. But when you get home, you need something. You need clothes. You speak to him with soft tone. Call him names he has never heard before. His body will be shaking like he said, what do you want? 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 Say, I want 10,000. He said, take 25,000. Say, I want 100,000. He said, take 200,000. Let unity reign in your family. Let peace reign. Let peace reign. Let peace reign. I was reading a book in the course of this week. A man who doesn't like to go home early. He stays in the office till 11. They have finished work since 5:30. He will stay in the office till 11. Because he knows when he gets, even if he gets home to 6 or to 12, anytime, battle is ready. So he prefers to stay back at home, stay back in the office. and be browsing and playing game there. A man with children playing game in the office. I can talk on this one till the whole service. Let's move to number two. How to secure family rescue is to follow divine order. Someone say follow divine order. There is an order for the home. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 23 tells us who the man is in the family. The man is the head. He's the head of the family. And when you say somebody is the head, is somebody that has influence in the family. Ephesians 5:23. He's the head. He's a man. A man is the person God. That's why when Eve misbehaved, it was Adam that God called. Every man here, be the man in the house. Play the role of a man. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8. 1 Timothy 5 verse 8 tells us that if you are a man and you are not able to provide for your family, then you are worse than an infidel. That's why a man must have work. But he doesn't have what? A man must work. You must work. You must work. You must work. Because you have to put food on the table. If any provide not for his family. And deny the faith. And of course, immediately he denies the faith, he's worse than an infidel. May you not be compared to an infidel in Jesus' name. Can I hear you say a big amen? Can I hear you say a big amen? A man. Look at a man like Jonadab. He had a testimony that he trained his children very well. Jeremiah 35. Verse 16, he told them, don't take drink, hard drink. Don't drink it. Don't drink it. Jonadab, he spoke to his children. He said, because the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rachel, had performed the commandment of their father. Can you see? A father is a commander. A commander. Don't take drinks. Don't take hard drinks. You can't dress like this. Why is your skirt so far from you? Is your skirt, why is it so far from your knee like this? Why is your skirt running away from your knee? Why is it so short? What is it? Did you see your mommy wear this before? Even if your mommy wear it, no, you must not wear it. Go back to that scripture. Because of the son of Jonadab, the sons of Rachel, had performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them, but these people had not hearkened unto me. He commanded, let's look at, and he received the benefits in verse 18 and 19. 18 and 19, his family was so blessed. And Jeremiah said unto the house of Rechabites, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because you have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab, obeyed Jonadab's commandment, your father, and kept all his precepts, and done according to all that he had commanded you. Therefore, someone say, therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab the son of Rechab shall not want a man to stand before me forever. A man was able to give commandment, and God recognized him, and sent a prophet to the family. He said, because your father commanded you and you listened to the commandment, everybody will be reigning in that family. People will be reigning in that family. In your family, people will be reigning there. In your family, people will be reigning there. So men here, know your position. Know who you are. If anything goes wrong in that house, you are at fault. You can't leave the training of your children alone to the mother. Can't over pursue money that you don't know the classes of your children. You don't know if they are in primary one or if they are in KG2. Don't know if they are in GSS 1 or if they are in GSS 3. Also, follow divine in order. Women are helpers. A man is the head, she's the neck. She's the helper in the home. A woman that is not helping her husband is already a failed woman. The work of a woman is to help, to assist the man. According to the book Ephesians chapter 5 verse 22, wives are helpers, they are meant to submit. 22. Wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord. You are to help, and you cannot help if you don't. You cannot help unless you submit. You can't help unless you submit. You submit to help him. You submit to assist him. You submit to help him to become a better man in life, for him to fulfill his destiny, for him to fulfill his career, for him to do well in life. Also, in 1 Peter 3 verse 5, I will say you are to be in subjection to your husband. 1 Peter 3 5. Be in subjection. He's the one in charge. You are the. When this divine order is not in place, the family goes upside down. When the woman becomes the head and the man becomes the one under, then there's a problem. I don't care the country you are watching me from. This is divine order. This is divine order. God placed it there after the fall of man. Now, what happened was, when the woman and the man were almost at the same level, there was a mistake. The woman fell, and God said, this woman is a weaker vessel. Let me give divine authority to the man so that things can work better in the family. That's why every man, before you leave your house, you give clear cut instruction on how things should be run, or things will not work the way you want it to work. And the woman will help to execute those plans, help to execute those directives, and work together with the man. Not that the man is pressing her under and doesn't allow her to fulfill her career or our destiny, but we will help her to also become a better person. Somebody being blessed this morning, shout hallelujah. So that's why you must not, as a single lady, don't marry somebody you can't respect. Any man you cannot respect, don't marry. Because you will, that home we have problem. If you cannot respect a man that I respect you, don't marry. A person you cannot honor, don't marry the person, because you will give problem. And the guy will not agree because he knows his right. He will not agree. I know my right. I'm the head. He might not say it. That's what brings dirty slap and clean slap in the family. Because the woman is not ready to submit. The Lord give us understanding. Follow divine order if you want rescue. Number three, how do you secure family rescue? Is obey and serve God. John 15 verse 14. Ye are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Anyone that wants rescue must obey God. You are only a friend of God to the extent to which you obey Him. There is no other substitute to obedience to God. Everyone that wants to enjoy God's intervention, that wants his family to enjoy rescue, there is what God has said. One of the major commandments of God that you must obey is love. God did not say love your wife when she's always smiling. Every time, in sickness and in health, God forbid sickness, but whichever, you must love her. God did not say submit to your husband if he's rich and he's working in Chevron or he's working in Shell. No! Many men that are working in Chevron today were probably working in a roadside someplace before. Oh, it doesn't matter what you if you size up a man because of his today alone, you make mistake. If you see a man and you say, this man, he can't be anything because he looks somehow today, you'll be making a great mistake because you are not his creator. So obey God's commandment, then he will rescue you. Obey his command. That was why when Satan came to Jesus in John chapter 4, you know that story very, very well. When he was tempted, when Satan came to Jesus to try to tempt him. The Bible is speaking to us that Jesus said, no, this is what God, he didn't say I should jump up from. Jesus could have jumped. He will give his angels charge over you. He said, no, I won't tempt the Lord my God. Oh, yeah, take this bread. He said, no, man will not live by bread. I'm fasting, so I can't eat now. Man can't live by bread alone. Pray for somebody here today. God is going to help you supernaturally. The grace to obey God on a continual basis, receive in the name of Jesus. Can I hear you say a big amen? Can I hear you say a big amen? Can I hear you say a big amen? God is going to help you in the most amazing way in the name of Jesus. Can I hear you say a big amen? Luke chapter 4. Sorry, not John chapter 4. That same story is also in Matthew. It's also in the book of Luke. Luke chapter 4 verse 4. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now we go straight to number 4. Number 4, how to secure rescue from your family. I said number 1 is what? Ensure unity and cooperation. Number 2, follow divine order. Number 3, obey and serve God. Number 4 is engage the prayer of warfare. Engage in the prayer of warfare. A family will get rescued quickly if the family can pray. Jeremiah 33 verse 3, call upon me and I will answer you. And I will show you, I will show you, I will show you great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. If your desire in life is for God to rescue your family, your family must pray. Your family must pray. Friends, the days of unnecessary anxiety for your family is over. You don't need to be anxious for anything. Philippians chapter 4 verse 6. Philippians 4 verse 6. Be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests known unto God. Philippians 4 verse 6. This anxiety, I don't know what's going to happen now. What's going to happen now? How are we going to pay our rent? How are we going to finish our site? How are we going to pay students? You don't need any anxiety. No need for anxiety. What you need sincerely and truly is to pray. No need for any anxiety. When my wife and I were trusting God for our first child and the child wasn't coming, honestly speaking, I was not anxious. There was no need for any anxiety. Sometimes my wife will look at me and you don't even seem bothered about this matter at all. When our last born, you know the story very well, the girl was sick unto death. As in, you can see death on her like this. Devil, a girl that looked very okay at birth And devil struck her with death. Doctors rejected her. Professors in this alone, just take her home. Just take her home. Like she's like good as you can even see, you can count her ribs. Oh, she was so thin, you can count the bones in her body and touch different parts. You can count it. No life, no blood in her. No anxiety. No need for anxiety when you can pray. It is the absence of knowing how to pray that makes you fearful. One of our daughters is here. One of our beloved sisters is here. When she was about to have her firstborn, the child is three now. The devil held on to her delivery. Said, this woman, you will not deliver safely. And the doctor said, we are taking her for surgery. So they phoned me as I got there with my wife and a few other brethren. I said, no. I said, no. It is not God's intention for this family. I have seen it. I have seen God's plan for this child. No. No. And she was shouting inside the living room. They should go and call me. I said, I can't enter now because I know the way the woman that's about to deliver will be. I can't enter inside that place now. I said, but take this oil. Go and give her. Amen. Friends, in a few minutes after that, we were carrying the baby in our hands. If you know how to pray, you take charge. The child is 3 years now. He's 3 years. He's bubbling with life. That devil against your family, I strike him with judgment today. I strike that family that is against your family. I strike them with leprosy today. That force of darkness against you, I declare they are judged today. I say they are judged today. You did not come because of anybody. Your family came on your own to enjoy your life. The days of people making you to cry is over. I said the days of people making you to cry is over. The days of people making you to cry is over. The days of people making you to cry is over. The days of people making you to cry is over. The days of people making you to cry is over. The days of people making you to cry is over. To pray. You are engaging yourself in the place. Husband is praying. Wife is praying. You are engaging. You are engaging. You are engaging. You are engaging. And you are fasting to. Devil will give way. Resist the devil and he will flee. Immediately the devil sees resistance. Hey, family, they know what they are doing. The devil will leave your family alone. I say, devil will leave your family alone. The devil will leave your family alone. You know what? You know why people don't pray? Prayer is hard work. Why people don't pray? Prayer is hard work. Yes, it's more than many other work people think that they are even doing outside. Prayer is hard work. Hard work. It's a new day for you today. 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 As you engage in prayer, I see a change of story for you. You know, prayer changes things. As Jesus prayed in Luke chapter 9, verse 29, Bible says the fashion of his countenance was changed. That's what prayer does. Prayer changes things. Luke 9:29. When he prayed, the fashion of his countenance changed. There will be a change in your family today. As you pray, devil will let go of your blessings. The devil holding on to your blessing will let go of it. In 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 1 to 15, when Elkanah and Anna were trusting God for a child, they went to pray in Shiloh. And as they returned, she was remembered. Your family will be remembered today. Your family will be remembered today. Right here you say a big amen. A lot of times it is men that are very lazy in prayer. So women, you have to wake up your husband in the place of prayer. You have to ginger him. Yeah, we can't be quiet. Can't be sleeping like this every night. It's not as if they gave us injection for sleep. What is the problem? And let us wake up tonight. Let us wake up tonight, my dear. We have to engage ourselves tonight. We have to talk to Jehovah tonight. We have to speak to God tonight. Something must change in our family. My dear, we can't sleep like this. Wake up, 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 wake up. If you need to use a kiss to wake him up, use it. Just ensure that he's engaged. And devil will disengage. When you engage yourself, devil will disengage. Leave this family alone. If you want, let them go and make it. You will make it. I say you will make it. I say you will make it. Your family will make it. Let me hear you say a big amen. Amen. Number what now? Number five, how can you access the family rescue? It's through giving and generosity. Through giving and generosity. A family that wants to enjoy the best of God must be a generous family. Luke 6 verse 38. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Press down. Shake it together. And running over. Shall men give unto your bosom. If you are a giver, a giving family, you have signed in for rescue. Giving is sometimes, a lot of times, a battle seat. When you give sacrifice, I was telling them the testimony on Friday night. Last week, Sunday, God just inspired me. This happened 2 weeks ago. I suppressed the inspiration. Tell them to give a seed. I don't want to. I told you. I don't want to involve myself in that. People will now start saying that. Throughout the week, he said, I told you to do something. You didn't do it. I told our pastors. This last Sunday, I just summoned up courage. We want to upgrade some instruments and do some little things. God said you should give if you are working and also try to be paying your tithe. Simple. I said, anything you want, give so as not to pressurize it too much. And I distributed the sleep. The first family that gave, the man said to me in his words, he said, while I was saying it, he said he brought out his phone. He had some money in his account. He wanted to join money to it to be able to pay his children's school fees. The money was not complete. He now said, since this money is not complete, let me do this. So instantly, I was still talking about it. He transferred on the spot. Because when we checked the account, they saw that it was the first. That was on Sunday. By Tuesday, a company that knows him but have never called him for a job called him. I said, hello, can you do this contract? He said, why not? I can do it. By Wednesday, when we were here for Wednesday service, just as he was entering the gate, alert, enter this account. And he told me, he said, if I don't do any other business for 2019, he said, I'm already made. Can you imagine somebody doing one single sacrifice? Small money. The money is not so much. One single sacrifice. And instantly, heaven, they called him on the spot. They called him on the spot. He traveled on Thursday to execute the contract. He said, if I don't work throughout 2019, he said, I have already made money for 2019. And he will still work and he will still get more. A sacrificing family is a family that gets rescued. Men die in poverty because of stinginess. They need my money for something. For what something? The person that is telling you to give has already given more than you can imagine on the same subject. It was just as a result of, God, I must obey the Holy Spirit. But too small to fund the kingdom. God wants to bless you. That's why he's pushing people to tell you. Devil will never tell you to give. Never. Devil will never say, please give God something. Or bless somebody. Pay somebody's school fees. Devil will never tell you to do that. Never. He will only tell you, use your money for Banja. We will send some credit to some girl to meet you at a quarter. Buy a new car for your girlfriend. As if your brain is freezing. As if you have problem. Your wife is still walking with her leg with the children to school. You now buy car for girlfriend. That is the height of stupidity. That is like the person has stupidiatis. Has been injected with stupidiatis injection. A giving life. Look at Abraham in Genesis 18 verse 1 to 44, 14 and 15. He gave to those people and the issue of child was terminated. The issue of trusting God for Isaac was terminated. Speak to somebody here today. As God liveth, as you engage yourself in givings this year, there will be a change of story for you. I said there will be a change of story for you. I said there will be a change of story for you. I said there will be a change of story for you. Can I hear you say a big amen? Can I hear you say a big amen? I was sharing with them during the 12 days of empowerment, and this is just with humility towards God. As that, just like 8 or 7 days to the program, what has gone from our hands, my wife and I, towards the work of God, in just 7 to 8 days, is more than what we are going to used to eat for 1 year. In less than 2 weeks in the year, what has gone into God's work is more than what we used to eat with our family for 1 year. This manager, this hoarding. That's why things are so tight for many. Things are so tight because they are so tight-fisted. It's a new day for you today. The grace to be a man or woman that releases God's work to mankind, blessing people, blessing mankind, being there without unnecessarily announcing yourself, just wanting to do it, just wanting to do it, just wanting to do it with the whole of your heart. Receive that grace today. Receive that grace today. Receive that grace today. Can I hear you say a big amen? Can I hear you say a big amen? That giving grace is coming for you. If a man can give a one-time seed and it's settled for the whole year, how much more you and I? Number six, how can God rescue your family? He can rescue your family through constant seeking for wisdom, for advancement. The wisdom of last year cannot sustain your family this year. If you need rescue, go for materials. Read this Bible. Study to show thyself approved. You know, I was sharing with someone this week, as the Holy Spirit told me directly while I was studying. He said, one of the reasons why we study the Bible, one of the major reasons why we study the Bible, is because as you study the Bible, wisdom on how to live life is released to you. It's not as if they put money inside the Bible. But when you read the Bible, the wisdom you need to live right. Remember what Pastor Kwe told us here? He said before, when he makes money, were you here on Friday night? He said, when I make money, I don't know how I spend the money. He said, but under this commission, he said, the wisdom from God, through his servant, I was able to know how to spend my money. Were you not here on Friday night? The Bible gives you access to stupendous wisdom and sets you free. He that the Lord shall set free shall be free indeed. John chapter 8 verse 32. It's a new day for somebody here today. So as you seek wisdom, you assess the best of God. That wisdom shows you that your wife must be loved. That wisdom tells you that you must pray. That wisdom tells you that your members of your church must not be fasting on Wednesday, and you are as early as 7 that you ate kukuru. By 8 you took tea. By 9 o'clock you took amala with abula. By 10 o'clock you visited ShopRite. You bought cake. And you, well, how can you do that when others are they are fasting? When they are fasting, then you are feasting. Why? Aren't you serious about your own life? Aren't you serious about, you know, when people come to me for prayers now, I don't want to be wasting my prayer. So sometimes I will tell them, fast for 2 days. I will fast with you. This is by God's grace. A lot of times we fast. I say, I will fast for 2 days or 3 days. Fast. When I now say they fast, okay, yeah, come back and then I pray for you. Because you will pray for people. Pray. By the following week, they don't come. They will see miracle. They don't come to church again. They see miracle. They just disappear. Go back to the old lifestyle. Wisdom is Proverbs 4 verse 7. Wisdom is profitable to direct. Wisdom is the principal thing. I pray for somebody here today. That wisdom is coming on you in Jesus' name. I say, God is going to give you that wisdom in the name of Jesus. Number 7, where we stop today. How to receive rescue from your family. Salvation. The ultimate way to receive rescue is to be saved. Listen, your family is not saved until you are saved. Nobody is saved there until you are saved. Because when a family, people are not saved, father is not saved, mother is not saved, children are in trouble. Children are in trouble. Especially when one of them now is saved. And then others, that's why when you are saved and others are not saved, you have to pray for them very well until they are saved. Here your father is not saved, your mother is not saved, or your brothers and sisters. You need to pray for them. Today, you pray for them. They must be saved. Because it is in their being saved that you are saved. Because if you receive a bad phone call now, that then something, you are destabilized. The whole week is gone. You will never receive bad news all throughout this year. All throughout this year, you will never receive bad news. All throughout this year, you will never receive bad news. Can I hear your louder amen? Can I hear a louder amen from you?
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.